Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 301 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 16th of August 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast. And your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Jennifer, Steve, and myself, Andrew. And our very special guest today is Trent Petronatis from Trinest.com. G'day, Brad. How are you doing?
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate? I'm going fantastic. And yourself?
I am doing very well. It is a Saturday in Melbourne. It's a little bit warmer today. The sun is out there and shining, and wouldn't want it any other way.
I agree with you, mate, 100%.
How's your week, Brad?
Yeah, good, mate. How's your week been? Been busy?
Yeah, always a little bit busy. There's always things happening. So, yeah, can't complain. We're working away on a few things. So, yeah, right. It's been a good week.
I got my hands on the Rewind app yesterday.
Yeah, just a very early beta version. Still a few little things. We've got that going in store. That actually went into store yesterday. So hopefully
sweet.
It should be out sometime later this week, which will be a bit of fun.
Good stuff. Now, what is the point of the app, Andrew? And what is it for people to use it for? Is it just for fun?
Yeah, I mean, I won't spend too much time on it today per se, but it's basically just an app that you create video. It's 2 seconds that you create, and it goes forward, and then it plays it straight away back in reverse. So if you just think of, you know, someone spilling a drink, for example, they spill it on the floor, and then you watch that, and then all of a sudden it all, you know, comes straight back in midair and back into the glass. Yeah. And it's just silly fun. It's, you know, it's not harmful. It's easy. It's a few seconds, and you flick on to the next one. So it's just silly fun, really.
Very, very addictive app.
I think it's going to be myself.
What's that say?
I don't know. It just seems like it is. It's going to be big.
It is. I agree. I told Andrew about 2 weeks ago when I seen the app. It's going to be very cool. I love it. You know?
I'm going to know this famous developer. I'm like, this is awesome, because I think it's going to be, you know, if it catches on with a certain, you know, group, then all of a sudden I think it's going to take off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good one, Steve. Jody Rains, welcome back. You've been away for a week.
That's true. I was away, and here I am.
And you missed our final episode last week. It's 300 episodes.
I know. I apologize. I was out on a boat, and we had absolutely no cable. But I'll tell you what, it's been so beautiful here in the States. You know, it was like one of these things, boat, podcast. It was a hard choice, but I was already out on the boat.
Okay. How was the boat? Was it good? Was it fun?
You made the right choice.
Amazing.
Cool. Good stuff. How's your week been, Jody? Anything exciting?
All kinds of exciting things, but nothing I can talk about.
Okay. Oh, really?
Ooh. Okay. There will be rumors going around, Jody.
I know, right? The way to start rumors.
All right. Okay. Jennifer, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. And how's your week been?
It has been pretty good, pretty good. Pretty busy week, and nothing really new tech-wise, unfortunately. So I don't have anything new to report there. Okay. But good stuff.
Cool, cool. All right, Steve, how are you, mate? Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
How's your week been, mate?
It's been pretty good. Just been busy doing things, moving stuff around in the house. And that's about it. Not. I guess there's really not a lot in the tech world. Just as you said, just maybe some new things with some apps, I guess.
Yeah, that Rewind app, mate. It's going to be fantastic, isn't it?
That's kind of new, right?
Yeah, the Rewind app, yep. So. Yep. Hopefully you'll get it on your phone when it comes out, Steve.
Yeah, actually I am. This one I definitely am. Mm. It's so simple. And
it is.
A good idea that I think, you know, I want to use it, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to use it for this week. I want to rewind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can use it on your dogs and stuff, Jody. You can use it when you're walking and that and stuff. And it's fun.
Yeah.
You can see things go backwards. Trent, how are you, mate? Welcome. You're from Tamworth.
Yes, I am. I'm going good today.
Good, mate. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been stressful, but you know how it is.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you listened to the podcast before?
I've listened to a few episodes, but not really an avid listener. But yeah, I've listened to the one where Sheeds was on from Windows.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Phone Down Under.
Cool.
And I've listened to a few since then.
So. Nice one. Okay, and you've got a blog and stuff and that sort of thing?
Yes, I've got my blog, trinus.com. And basically, you know, it's mostly video game related, but occasionally there's a few tech-related posts and a few web design-related posts in there.
Yeah, so, nice.
Yeah, people should find a range of stuff for technology-based stuff they like.
How long has your blog been around for?
So I've been doing it since I was much younger when I was a kid during high school, and it's just been slowly developing with my web skills since then and writing skills as well. So
nice one.
Now it's a little bit more professional and a little bit more different.
Okay, good stuff, Trent. All right, let's get into some news. Jody and Jennifer are going to do the news, so let's play this first. And
I love that intro. Welcome to the Tech Webcast News. And tonight's first story is coming from iMore.com. And it is about Facebook's autoplay videos. Now, if you don't have unlimited data, some of us do and some people don't, those videos might be eating up all of your data. But fear not, there is a fix. The Facebook app for iPhone and iPad does have that autoplay feature, but you can stop it from automatically playing those videos and eating up your data. To do this, all you need to do is launch the Settings app on your iPhone or iPad, tap on Facebook, tap on Settings at the top, tap on Autoplay under the video section, and then simply tap on Off. And boom, your videos will no longer play and you will not be eating up your data. And over to you, Jody.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. I hate it when the videos eat my data. But, you know, there have been a lot of grumbles this week about Facebook, not the least of which has been their new Facebook Messenger. Evidently, they broke it out as a separate platform. And about 92% of more than 64,000 Facebook users have given the app a one-star rating on App Annie over the past month. And I've noticed there's been a lot of disinformation about what this app does or what it doesn't do. But basically, at the end of last month, Facebook said they were going to phase out mobile messaging that was taking place within their app. And they rolled out the Messenger-only app first in Europe. That was in April. But since then, they've rolled it out globally. And they also said that while it might seem unorthodox to break out a feature, what they're trying to do is focus development efforts on making Messenger, in their opinion, the best mobile messaging experience possible and avoid the confusion of having separate Facebook mobile messaging experiences. You know, again, there's been so much disinformation. You know, people are afraid that it takes your user profile and it can tweet on your behalf and it's, you know, taking video. None of that seems to truly be happening, and it just seems like it's somewhat misunderstood, kind of like Mark Zuckerberg, but that's a whole nother story. He did do the water challenge, though. He did the ice challenge, but that's a whole different story. Back to you, Jen.
Well, Yeah, that was interesting, that water and ice challenge. I'm happy that we have not been challenged yet, but I just saw that Chris Voss was challenged. So we should be in for a good video on that water challenge.
I got challenged. Yeah. I got challenged as well. So I've just been trying to avoid it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do not challenge me. Do not challenge me.
Poor girl.
No.
I think we need to send it to Australia.
Yes, I agree. We'll do it to Brad and Andrew.
No, please do not, because we are in the winter here and I don't want to get a cold.
Well, the next story is coming from USA Today, and this is really cool. You know, we're all very upset that we lost a great man, a brilliant man, Robin Williams. And World of Warcraft is going to be honoring Robin Williams. So, you know, he was this wonderful actor and a comedian, but he was also a huge fan of video games. And the developers of one of his favorite games, World of Warcraft, is going to play tribute to Robin by featuring a character inspired by him inside the multiplayer online universe. Now, the Associated Press reports that World of Warcraft creators, Blizzard Entertainment, are exploring ways to add Williams to the game. And they haven't decided yet, but it will most likely be a character inspired by him, by one of his favorite roles of the past. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. And I think that is just awesome. So that's a nice way to honor him. And back to you, Jody.
It definitely is. And, you know, social media can be really awesome. There were some incredible tributes to Robin Williams that were taking place. But unfortunately, there is a very kind of bad side to social media as well. Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, announced that she's quitting social media because she was being harassed by people who were posting these horrible pictures supposedly depicting her father after he died. And the comment that she made was that she's leaving the account for a while she heals, and then she's got to decide whether she's going to delete the account or not. In this difficult time, please try to be respectful of the accounts and of myself. This is from Zelda. My family and my friends. Mining our accounts for photos of Dad or judging me on the number of them is cruel and unnecessary. So anyway, she goes on and essentially she's saying that she's not sure whether she even wants to open up the account or use the account anymore. I'm sure we'll talk about this in a little bit, but how tragic is it that when something like this happens – that people use it to post derogatory stuff. I mean, it's just so
horrible,
so totally inappropriate, you know, and unnecessary.
It's terrible. So, it's horrible. I have to say though, on a different spin to that story is the fact that his daughter's name Zelda just shows how cool Robin Williams was, you know. So just to throw that out there. The next story is coming from Silicon Beat, and it is about Apple. They're actually going to be banning the use of toxic chemicals in iPhones and iPads. That's right, toxic chemicals. And those chemicals are benzene and N-hexane. So responding to pressure from labor and environmental advocacy groups, Apple announced that it will forbid the use of those potentially hazardous chemicals in the final assembly of the iPhones and iPads. In a notice posted on the company's website, Apple Vice President Lisa Jackson, she works with the environmental initiatives, wrote that an investigation of 22 final assembly facilities turned up with no evidence that workers' health was in danger. Nonetheless, Apple updated its policies to explicitly ban the use of the chemicals. And over to you, Jody.
Okay, well, we have some news out of Australia about pay TV operator Foxtel. Apparently, they've grown subscribers by 5.6% despite ongoing weak consumer confidence. Their total subscribers rose to 2.6 million, driven by reduced churn. So in other words, people are signing up and they're not leaving. The evidence of continued strengthening of programming, a better lineup, and good performance by customer service all is resulting in this strong growth by Foxtel. Foxtel is half-owned by Telstra, which today released its full-year result, and News Corporation Australia, publisher of The Australian, owns the other half. Back to you, Jen.
This next story is coming from adnews.com.au, and it is about Google, Freeview Plus, and HBB TV, and they're saying it's not the future of television. So Google has fired a shot across the bow of the free-to-air TV networks as they prepare to launch their broadband-enabled interactive TV service in the coming weeks using a European HBB TV technology. Australian broadcasters have had dozens of their programming and technical people working on the Freeview Plus platform for more than a year, and this has caught the attention of international TV markets because it's the first time TV networks anywhere have combined to launch a single HBB TV platform with all their programming schedules and catch-up TV services available together. And in other markets like Germany, which in 3 years has seen HBB TV-enabled sets reach home penetration of 30%, broadcasters have all produced independent and competing HBB TV services. So now HBB TV follows FDA networks to directly challenge Foxtel and online video networks and publishers by integrating live programming with on-demand capabilities for catch-up TV shows, additional non-broadcast content segments, and new niche IPTV delivered TV channels. It will also provide vast amounts of the new interactive advertising options and formats aimed at silencing TV critics who want more proof that people are viewing TV ads, and a data trail which tells advertisers who has been watching. The technology essentially synchronizes the broadcast feed with internet-delivered content using the TV remote control. And over to you, Jody.
Okay, according to Engadget, on average, Americans are paying more for TV service than ever before. $64.41 per month as of January 2013, according to the FCC. Although, personally, I think that would be cheap. I pay a heck of a lot more than that. Earlier this year, the FCC released a report stating that from 2012 to 2013, the average monthly price of basic cable jumped 5.1%, while the average price per channel increased by just 2.1%. More cable channels are to blame, but programming costs have also jumped, according to Comcast executives. So if you feel like you're paying too much for that TV, you probably are. Back to you, Jen.
Speaking about TV, we have one last TV story here, and this one's coming from bradsblog.org, and it is about Presto. So Presto is going to be only $9.99 a month. It's new pricing, and a recent big screen availability via Google Chromecast positioned Presto as a digital force to be reckoned with. Presto is Australia's premier entertainment streaming service, and it is set to become even more accessible than ever as it unveils an all-you-can-eat flat-rate movie subscription price of $9.99 a month on a no-lock-in contract. The new pricing is effective as of Sunday, August 17th, and it puts Presto at the forefront of internet movie streaming services, offering the most blockbuster hits at the best available value. Today's news comes on the heels of Presto's arrival on Chromecast, bringing it to households' big screens. As a thanks for the ongoing loyalty, Presto is actually offering 1 month free to current paying Presto customers. So that's some good news for Presto fans.
It is indeed.
Yeah, and that's the news, good Brad.
Article. Great news, Jody and Jennifer. Well done.
Good article,
thank
Brad.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Jody. Thank you. You two should be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Jody for sure. Jody looks like a movie star.
Yeah, she does.
And, I know.
And, you've got a radio voice.
Jennifer does.
I think you two need to be on radio.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's go to Trent first. What's your view on them stories, mate?
Well, where to start, Bo? let's see. I'd probably go with the Freeview story first,
right?
Because I was watching The Block, and I never even heard of it, and ads started coming on because it was I usually record my TV, and instead it was up to live TV, so ads were on, and I'm like, what is this Freeview Plus thing? So I went on the internet, did some research, and apparently, from what I understand, is it's basically a service which you have a week worth of the guide
exactly.
to be able to download.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has some use, but I don't think it's really a solution in terms of what
you know, TV should be progressing to, and how, you know, they should be really getting more money out of people, really.
Right. Well, Freeview, it's free though. It's free though, isn't it? You're not paying for it, so you know.
True, but you know, there's advertising costs and stuff which people, you know, pay for it. I'm firm in that.
Are you a Foxtel customer?
Sorry.
Are you a Foxtel customer?
I used to be back when it was Austar in, because we're in regional Tamworth,
right.
Australia. Yeah, it's different names, and it became Foxtel after it became Austar when they bought them out, and before Austar it was something else. And you know, so I was with Austar all the way before it just became Foxtel, and you know, the service was just becoming, you know, repetitive in what it was offering, and you know, in general, and what was available at the time was, you know, a lot less to what's available now. So you know, it was worth getting rid of it because there wasn't that, you know, need to have it because it was really expensive, and you're just watching the same shows over and over again.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I reckon the Netflix subscription model and, you know, Hulu should really be the what people sort of, you know, should move towards and what Foxtel should do. And I think NBN, which is Nine, is working on one competitor for Netflix. And there's also another one coming up in Australia as well. So there's going to be a lot of competitors in Australia within the next few years when Netflix obviously finally comes to Australia, if it ever does. So it's going to be interesting, you know, what Foxtel does.
Well, there's going to be a lot of plans for Fox. There's going to be a lot of good stuff happening with Foxtel in the next couple of months. So, you know, stay tuned for that. So, you know, with their IQ3 box and stuff and that sort of thing. So it's going to be pretty good. Anything else, Trent, you want to say, man?
Let me see. I just look through the stories here again. Facebook Messenger, I don't really get, you know, why people are so displeased in terms of expecting the app to do, you know, hide their data and stuff. But what I found was interesting is a lot of people, when it splitted into two applications, was complaining that, hey, now there's a Facebook Messenger app. Why can't I just use the Facebook app anymore? So, and being from using Windows Phone, back in the day, there used to be the you know, Me Hub, which you used to be able to tweet and Facebook and stuff through there, and also the People Hub, which has, you know, the list of basically those social networks as well. And for me, that was what I was using anyway, but now they've sort of, with 8.1, forced you to use the app, and I sort of think there's a lot less integration in that regard now. So I think the app is good now it exists, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind the Facebook Messenger app. I use it all the time with the stickers and stuff. I love the stickers and stuff. It's pretty fun. You know, using the stickers and stuff, that's pretty good. Which you can use on the Facebook now, on the posts and stuff.
Yeah, like the cats.
Yeah, the cats and stuff, and the, they're pretty fun. Do you have a what about Robin Williams? Robin Williams, Trent, do you have a favourite movie of his?
To be honest, I didn't really watch a lot of his movies. I remember, I think, Mrs. Doubtfire, that was one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
That's probably the only one I can really recall, because I used to watch a lot of movies when I was much younger, and I haven't really been able to catch up on a lot, which I've sort of forgotten over the years. So probably should do some rewatching, and especially with the movies he used to do.
They're great movies. I love them all. All right, mate, let's go to Steve. Steve, what about you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, mate.
Well, talking about Mrs. Doubtfire, that's a character I like to see in World of Warcraft, Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. I think it's awesome, actually.
But yeah, definitely.
Well, anyway, going to cable TV, you know, I do have a few complaints with that. I mean, because, you know, the costs are rising with cable bills. And, you know, there's a lot of channels now that, you know, probably like around 1 a.m, they show infomercials until about, you know, 6 or 7 in the morning, and you got people on night shift. I mean, you really want to pay for, you know, a third of your channels to show infomercials, you know, late at night, especially if you work, you know, you may work the day shift or different shifts or something. And, you know, that's one of my big complaints on cable TV right there.
Yeah. Do you record a lot of your shows, Steve? Do you have a DVR or what?
No, not really, but
See, that's what I get a lot of. I see a lot of people complaining about ads, you know. If you don't want ads, don't get it on. Simple as that, you know. Just record it and then just fast forward through the ads.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Well, But you're already paying for cable. I mean,
exactly.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, yeah. That, you know. The ads need to pay for some stuff, but apparently Foxtel do show less ads than what you guys have. I've noticed.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the regular commercials. You may get like 10 minutes of something and then you may have some commercials. It's the infomercials that continuously one after another for, 6 hours. That's a little bit wasting your money for a lot of these cable channels.
Mm. And what do you pay for your cable TV, Steve?
Probably around $60 to $80.
That's cheap.
Of course, I've got it.
I'm paying.
I've got it with, internet. I've got like the highest
package
right now. So.
That's a good deal, mate. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
For what we get over here, we pay nearly $100, and that's just for cable TV. That's just for Foxtel.
Oh, yeah.
So, you guys over there getting a good deal over there. What about you, Jennifer? What's your, do you have any views on these stories?
Yeah, definitely. First, I think that your Presto service sounds pretty good. It sounds similar to what we have here in the States with Netflix. So, right. Have you used it before?
I've used it, but I don't really need it. I've got Foxtel, so I don't really need to watch that. I've got Foxtel Go on the iPad, so.
Well, I like the fact that it has launched there and it's only $10 a month. I think it sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then I don't really see what the big deal is regarding Facebook Messenger. I've been using a separate messenger with Facebook Messenger ever since the app first launched many months ago. I don't even remember when that was. All I know is I've been using two separate apps, Facebook and Facebook Messenger for a long time, and it's not a big deal. I mean, if you get a message, you hit the button and it takes you to Facebook Messenger.
Exactly.
Well, I don't understand why people are complaining about it. They're really overreacting, and people are technophobes, and they just look for things to complain about.
Exactly. So well said, Jennifer. Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
Jody, what about you?
Okay, well, two things. First thing, regarding Robin Williams, it's interesting because for anybody who's been following Robin Williams knows that the man has been incredibly depressed for years. He's had addiction problems and he struggled. So when the word came out that he died, it wasn't necessarily a huge surprise. I think a lot of people mourn the loss because absolutely the man was a genius. He was a comedic genius, but also as just a straight actor, he also was amazing. But the other day I'm watching the news and the commentator said Robin Williams passed away. And I don't know about you, but to me, pass away kind of implies, someone coming to the end of their line and they're slipping away. And he didn't pass away. He took his life. And I really want to make a point in that there have been a huge influx of calls to the crisis centers, to a lot of the different organizations that try to help people who are contemplating doing the same thing. And I want to caution all of us not to glorify what happened. I mean, this is a man who had everything to live for, regardless of whether he was diagnosed with Parkinson's or not. And yet something he found so absolutely horrible about his life that he decided it was not worth living. And I don't believe this is a message that any of us want to glorify. And I think that it does shed light, hopefully, on depression and how horrible it can be. And that, to help others and just kind of keep an eye on each other and be kind to each other. But I can't fathom what could have been that horrendous for him to do what he did.
Mm.
So, That being said, just to raise the subject to a higher note, for those of you who know me, I ride a motorcycle, and one of the things that I like to do while I'm riding the motorcycle is I like to have my iPhone in visibility, and I use something that comes out of Australia. It was a quick starter application, and it's called the Quad Lock. And it's a device that actually fits on a mount. I have one on the dashboard of my Jeep, and I've got another one on the handlebars of the motorcycle. And the Quad Lock, it's kind of ingenious if you haven't seen it, but it fits each of the different phones. Mine happens to be a 5S, and it locks it securely on the handlebars so I can see it. Well, as luck would have it, somehow or other, the thing kind of broke, and I reached out to them. I've had it almost a year, and not only did they replace it, I got the replacement within 2 days, but in looking around on their website, because they have all the different products in their product line, surprisingly, they offer a case for the iPhone 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of, I was curious because I didn't think that actually those details had been released. But if you go to the QuadLock website and you look at the lineup of the cases, there is a case for the iPhone 6 and you can order it.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Are you going to get the iPhone 6, Jody?
Not sure yet. I'm curious to see exactly what features it's going to have. It looks like it's going to be a little bit of a phablet because it's bigger than the iPhone 5S. And you know, I was reluctant because I like the size of the 4.
You're right.
So, I mean, I like the 5S. I think, you know, it's obviously faster. I've gotten used to it. At first, I was disappointed because I didn't think it technologically was that much superior to the 4S. But, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe this one will levitate, you know, or do my dishes, in which case I probably would order one.
I know Andrew will be getting one. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yeah, I
just moved back from the bike a bit, mate. You're a bit
The iPhone 6 definitely.
That's better.
I had the 4S and then the 5, so I missed the 5S. So definitely keen to get the 6, and I'm really looking forward to the bigger screen. To be honest,
yeah, definitely. Now, what's your view on them stories? Do you have a view on them stories, mate?
Yeah, I do a few of those. I mean, the Messenger one is interesting. I think a lot of people who don't like what's happening with Messenger are against the terms of service. Some of the terms in there say things like, you know, we may create phone calls automatically, we may do this, we may do that automatically. The thing that people need to understand is the reason that Facebook have these terms is so that if you've got a phone in your pocket and you accidentally call somebody, for example, some people will actually turn around and say, I didn't call them, and try and sue Facebook. Now, Facebook then have to go through this whole process to prove that, you know, yes, you actually did, it was an accident, you didn't mean it. Whereas if they have a really ambiguous term like, we have the ability to make an automatic phone call, they can effectively write a letter and say, you know, this is in the term, go away. That's not to say that Facebook are going to start randomly calling all of your friends. This is basically a legal precedent that they need to add to ensure that they don't have a massive overhead from people who are trying to get to them. And at the end of the day, if you don't like that, there's two choices. You either use the services or you don't. And last I checked, Facebook is a free service, which basically means that if it's a free service, you're not the customer, you're the product. And you know, the sooner we realize that, we understand that, we either accept it or let it go, the better.
So can Facebook actually see the phone numbers in your phone, can they?
If you connect Messenger and you allow it to, then yes, they can. They have access to see phone numbers. It says clearly, though, that they don't actually store them or put them on a server or do any of those sorts of things, but their app has the ability to create calls for you so that it runs through their system.
Okay.
And again, you don't need to do that. You know, it's all up to people. I've got friends who've said, I don't want to download Messenger. I'll use Facebook text chat through the web browser on my handset. And that's fine. You know, it's each to their own. Mm. It's all about calculated risk, really. So that's my general thoughts on the Facebook. The Robin Williams one is again an interesting one. And it, as you sort of touched on, Jody, with him passing away, the only explanation I might have about that is whether or not it was quite early and they didn't want to at that point say that, you know, he'd committed suicide if the news that they had wasn't firm that that's what had happened. That's all I can think of. But otherwise, I completely agree, Jody. Saying that someone's passed away implies that, you know, they've gone to, you know, their next life in their sleep or something like that, not something where they've actually committed suicide and taken their own life. So, and look, on that, in Australia, you know, if you are battling with depression or suicide or these sorts of thoughts, there are people out there who can help. And I certainly encourage you to, you know, think of speaking. I mean, 13 11 14 is the phone number in Australia to reach out to someone if you're in that frame of mind. And in the US, it's 1-800-273-TALK. And otherwise, just anyone you can talk to. I mean, you can even find me, anybody on Facebook, call those numbers. Just reach out to someone and tell them you're having a hard time. And I'm sure they'd love to talk through and you know, it's a touchy topic, but at the end of the day, everyone needs to be someone's friend. You know, it's a big wide world, and we've all got to have each other's backs. And unfortunately, if Robin Williams saw the love and support that he's getting at the moment, you know, it's a hard one. In Australia, actually, on that, I don't know how many people are aware, but Gene Simmons, who is the front man for Kiss, during the week basically said that if you're depressed and, you know, you're upset, go kill yourself. And that
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, that was a big statement. Wow. And since then, there's been a huge backlash on that, and all sorts of articles written about that. And in Australia and in New York, in the last day or two, a number of radio stations have actually started boycotting Kiss.
Wow.
And in Australia, Triple M, which is our major rock, sort of a mix between rock and classic rock, have said that they'll never play another Kiss song again, even though he's since
that
apologized.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, because of that. And that's
it's insensitive.
It really is. It,
yeah.
And for somebody like Gene Simmons, who through his life, I mean, you know, he's the front man of one of the craziest rock bands. I'm sure he's had ups, downs, lefts, rights. For someone like that to not have any compassion is bewildering. It really, you know, it really is. So, yeah, there's a number of stories this week, and obviously with the passing of Robin Williams, that's an interesting one. But obviously with all of the love that he had for games, it's fantastic to have Trent on today. And
yeah, definitely. Just before we start, Andrew, just want to ask you a quick question. Sure. What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Favorite Robin Williams movie? That's a good question. For a bit of fun, I think everyone really loves Mrs. Doubt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's disappointing.
Same.
I mean, they're actually about to make a sequel to that before he took his life, unfortunately. So I would have really enjoyed that. But I'd have to say probably Good Will Hunting.
Okay, yep, good movie.
My favorite one. Yep. And Dead Poets Society as well. But I think Good Will Hunting, anytime I see that on TV, I've seen it a number of times. I can't change the channel. I just have to sit there and watch it. You know, the dishwasher's still going, the washing machine's boiling. You know, going over. It doesn't matter. I'm watching that. That's on.
I bought it on iTunes. That's how good movies. Jody and Jennifer, what about you? What's your favorite movie from him?
I agree. Mrs. Doubtfire was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
God, he's been so Good Morning Vietnam was good too, and he's been in so many great films, and I really loved him from the old series, Mork and Mindy. That I grew up with that.
Yeah, it's a good show. Remember the show?
I used to have the suspenders even. I don't know if anyone else had them. But yeah, those rainbow suspenders. That was like, I had to have those when I was a kid. So
nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What about you, Jody?
I guess I'm like kind of like, I liked Garp, which was kind of an odd movie. Patch Adams was very warm. I don't know what the movie was called, but there was one where the person, when they died, it flashed a movie of their entire life. And for some reason, that image just came to me when I heard that he had passed away. And it was fairly recent. I don't remember what the name of that movie was.
Not sure. Maybe
he played. It was like something to do with a photography kind of thing.
Do you know Steve?
I'll find it.
Do you know Steve?
Yeah, supposedly like he edited their video somehow. It's in their brain or something that records every day of their life, and then he goes in after they die and he edits the movie for the families or something like that.
That's exactly And I don't remember what the name of it was.
Yeah,
this was a Robin Williams film, was it?
No.
Let me just check on iTunes here. So Andrew, just introduce the guest again, and we'll I'll find out what the movie is.
Yeah, sure. We have got Trent today on the show, which is fantastic to have him on. And where are we? I'll just bring that up again. The news. So Trent is from Trinest.com, and it's basically a games blogging platform where we go through and talk about what games and what things are happening. So tell us a little bit more about Trinest, Trent, and what you've been doing there, and for how long as well.
All right, so Trinest.com is mainly my own personal blog. So I've
been keeping it running for probably 2009, I think, with that particular domain. Mainly, it's basically covering video games, so my personal, you know, opinions and editorials on stuff. And yeah, there's not really much else to say. Most of the time, basically, if you go to the website 1 week, the next week it might have a different design. And I noticed that when Steve was going through the website, I still had the design half edited. So it probably was a bad week to decide to change the web layout.
Oops. So Trent, what sort of do you review things as well on the website as well? What sort of stuff do you review and games and stuff do you?
Usually with reviews, I do them as guest reviews for other websites. At the moment, I'm helping out with digitallydownloaded.net, and previously I've done guest reviews for NintendoXL.com, and okay. I've also even did a review for Windows Phone Down Under.
Okay, nice one, mate. So you're actually into Windows phones. What's your favourite phone to use at the moment?
At the moment, I've still got my Lumia 920. I want to update to the 1020 equivalent, which should come out this year or next year, hopefully.
Okay.
Unless Microsoft's cancelled it, but that's the idea of having a really good camera is something I want to invest in when, I don't really have much disposable income. And, you know, I look at thinking, I should get, a DSLR or something, and then go, well, I can get a nice phone if it just only came out when I want, need to recontract. So.
Right. Okay. And you're from Tamworth as
yes,
well?
Yes, Tamworth, which is the country music capital of Australia.
Nice
so,
one.
Basically, they do country music all year round, really, whenever they want to, but mainly the main feature of Tamworth is the country music festival during the summer period.
Okay.
So
good
do
stuff.
You like country music, Trent?
Not really. I think that's a basically, if you ask any of the locals, most of them would probably say they don't like country music or just the general atmosphere of, because it's a quite small town, even though it's verge of being classified as a city. It's basically, you walk down the main street, which is Peel Street, where they've got the country music festival, buskers and stuff, and they close off the streets. And, during that period, it's just hard to, go shopping and, because people are just out there listening to the music and they're right next to the storefront. So, people during that period find it very stressful to go shopping just because of the country music being in the heart of the shopping district.
Wow. And is there a lot of technology in Tamworth, Trent, at all? A little much technology?
It's not really, it's not really big on technology. There's a lot of people doing some great things locally. My brother runs his own technology computers services company in town. And he's been doing that for quite some time. And there's a lot of passionate people in terms of the music industry as well and, other computer industries. Unfortunately, there's not really much in terms of video games and getting people into design.
Mm-hmm.
Boone Cotter came down to Tamworth probably a few years ago now and ran a design workshop, which I went to, which thought was quite interesting to see that aspect of the industry. But outside of that, there hasn't been a real community which, has, picked that up and, still investing in it. I do have control over the Facebook page he set up for those workshops, but unfortunately I haven't been able to keep the people which were interested in it at the time to keep coming back and be interested in the long term, which is a bit unfortunate that we can't get that interest in the industry in regional Australia.
Okay. All right. Jody, any questions?
I'm sorry, I had the microphone muted.
Okay.
I'm not really a good person with gaming, so...
Okay. That's cool.
I apologize.
That's all right. Jennifer, any questions for Trent?
Yeah, how did you get into web development? It looks like you do all your own work on your website. You said you just switched it out. And so when did you get into that, into designing sites?
Well, basically, I started making fan sites when I was much younger for no apparent reason. And, you know, I used to use free layouts and stuff, and it got a bit difficult because I was getting other people to make the layouts and get them customized for me. And then I was like, well, you know, I should learn how to make them myself. And, you know, slowly over the years, I learned more about HTML and CSS and all the tricks and stuff you can do to make a working website. And now I'm very confident in getting my own website up and with design and a bit of the back end as well. So
nice one. Do you do much website work at all, Trent? Do you, if people want to work done, can they approach you and ask you? Or
I don't do any freelance work, but through my business, I do occasionally do web design related work, but it's more about consulting and getting what the client wants up with what's available on the internet.
Okay. All right. Jennifer, any more questions?
What platform do you like to develop in the most? What do you like to use?
Yep. So basically the blog's running with WordPress. You know, usually I write HTML and, you know, CSS in Notepad, so I can do it basically off memory of basic the bare necessities to get a working website up. But usually I do a bit of research on, you know, all the tricks and stuff which are coming out these days, like CS3, which is the new, more modern standard of CSS, where you can do things like rounded corners and stuff. Even though it's a bit older now, you know, with browsers, they constantly change. And even Internet Explorer, for example, which a lot of people hate, but it's actually my go-to browser.
Okay.
But, you know, the standards change over the years, and there used to be, you know, little tricks and little calls to get it to actually work in Internet Explorer or, say, Google Chrome or something as the technique was new. And then when it finally gets established, it usually drops the calls, and you can actually use the generic call for that in CSS. So,
gotcha.
Okay.
Well, I like what you've done right now with your current site right now. It looks great. I love the logo at the top. Is that you?
Yeah, I just drew it in paint. Yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna just draw something scribbly. I'm with logo design. I'm sort of good with it, sort of not good with it. I did want to make my own website more video game related. And get a few people to help out. And I had a really great logo, a really great name, but I just didn't really have the passion or the time to actually get the site up. So I had this great idea with a logo, but I didn't really have anything to progress from there, which was a bit unfortunate.
Well, I like what you've done with the website. It looks cool. And then your reviews that you have on here. I mean, you have a lot of great content on here. And then you have a partnership with do you just write for digitallydownloaded.net? Or because I see you link to them on your site and some of your reviews are on digitallydownloaded.net.
Yes. So at the moment, I'm doing writing reviews and previews for them. So, yeah.
Cool.
Right. Okay.
How do you find? I mean, you're using a Microsoft phone, the Nokia Lumia. We talk a lot about phones and, you know, iPads and these sorts of things. We're probably a bit pro Apple stuff on the channel here, and we obviously also talk about Android as well. But how do you find the Microsoft platform? And do you find that you have enough access to, you know, apps and these sorts of things? Obviously, you're quite satisfied if you're looking to go with the Lumia again.
Yeah, well, with apps, I'm usually very bare necessities with applications. I don't download the latest game, or, you know, I'm not into, you know, say, I don't know, like that Rewind application, which we were discussing earlier. I'm not really, you know, I'm not going to get that if it's the latest thing, which is sort of the buzz thing. But I have, you know, my banking apps and, you know, general apps like Twitter and stuff, which I use more regularly, which are on my phone, but I'm not actually actively out to get applications for my phone. I do notice that the store is a lot more diverse than what it used to be, and it's got a lot more applications which, you know, people need from a bare necessity. So, you know, it's got a Twitter app now, it's got a Facebook app now, which are actually, you know, made by the manufacturer rather than a third party. It even has its own proper Foursquare application. It sounds a bit, you know, bad that those are what I'm, you know, saying. It's great that these are now on the phone, but before they were more third party applications. So it was a bit depressing that, you know, that they were third party applications because they didn't really have all the features, and people were quite complaining about that being the case. And so I'm not really into the whole application thing, but there are the necessities there, and there are slowly, as people start developing and for it, more applications coming out. So I do believe it's still a great phone ecosystem to look at if you want to pick it up. And there's, I think, Nokia or Microsoft has the application where you can just basically put in what apps you had on an Android or an iPhone device, and it'll basically say what the equivalents are, or if there's an official app on Windows Phone. So there's applications like that which are available to get people into the ecosystem. So in terms of apps, that's that. But the phone itself, I really do like the tile interface. And it works quite well for the phone. Windows 8, for example, I've got a Surface Pro, so it works great there, but it's, you know, not so much, you know, good for the computer atmosphere. But I really do like those tiles, and, you know, I like pinning things and all of that. The only thing I'm really disappointed in is with 8.1, because I'm on the developer preview, it's actually gotten rid of a really good feature which I liked, which with the original Windows Phone, it had the Mi Hub, which basically had the bare necessities of tweeting and Facebooking and stuff. So you could basically easily just go Mi Hub, post an update, post it to how many social networks you want or how many you don't want, and then click enter and it's done. And you could also view who's basically tweeted you, liked your statuses, and basically a general notification list. But with 8.1, they've moved that to the, because it's now got its own global notification list, and they've moved away from the built-in messaging application to using other people's third-party and applications for messaging. So I'm kind of a bit disappointed in that regard, because I thought that was actually a major feature of the platform before it's changed to using the social network's own applications.
Now, Trent, what's your view on the Apple products, mate?
I don't mind them, but they're definitely not for me.
They're not for you.
But I do a lot of work around them in my you know, work. You know, people might have an iPad or an iPhone or something, so I'm quite familiar with the products and what's available, but it's just not something I would purchase myself.
Do you follow, and also, do you follow Jason Cartwright on Twitter at all, TechAU?
I think I probably do.
Okay, well, if you don't follow him, because he tweets a lot of stuff about Windows stuff, and I'm sure you probably like his stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So check it out, techau.com.au is the website, if you don't follow him. So, yeah. Okay, Steve, any questions for Trent?
Oh, actually, I do. What is some of your workflow for your web development? Because I know if you work in web development, you kind of have to test on different kind of browsers. I know you mentioned Internet Explorer being your primary one, but how many web browsers do you test it on? Do you test on Mac, Windows, or different operating systems? Or,
well, because most of my work is my own personal, you know, websites and stuff, I don't really expand much further in terms of testing. Basically, I usually just load up, you know, Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome, and make sure it's working in the current browsers. I might do a bit more testing with Internet Explorer, because even the previous version, there's usually drastic differences in terms of what it supports. So if I'm using something which is a little bit more, you know, newer, it might not actually work in the older browsers. But usually, I'm coding to specific design standards, which I've worked out works in many of the older browsers. So I'm quite happy with not actually doing much testing at all, because it's mainly my personal work I do it for.
Oh, okay.
Any more questions, Dave?
Yeah, you, of course. I guess you do some game reviews. So, what is the what do you think is the hottest game out right now? Is there any or your favorite? What's your favorite, maybe?
In terms of the hottest game, I'm quite, you know, I'm sort of in a little low stump at the moment and not really gaming as much as I should or paying attention. But in terms of what's coming out, I have an Xbox One, surprise, surprise. So I'm excited for things like Forza Horizon 2, which I think that was a very amazing car game, the original, and really gave you that feel of a road trip and the racing game in one. I like to think that it has soul. So the original, you know, the Forza Motorsport series, I think, you know, Forza 5 was very draining and just boring. But I like to think Horizon has came out and it really has that, you know, energy and has given me that enthusiasm about the series, which, you know, Motorsport has just sort of dwindled for me. So that's one game I'm really excited for, which is coming out on the Xbox One. And then there's a few games for the PlayStation 4, which are coming out in later years, which I'm interested in picking up a PlayStation 4 for. I think one is Ruse, I think it is, the cel-shaded sort of island game. And then there's a survival game called Wild, which just got announced during Gamescom, which I think would be something right up my alley. And there's a few other games which I can't recall right now, which I'm also interested in getting a PlayStation 4 for. So
what do you see? What game console do you recommend, Trent? Xbox or PS4, Xbox One, or?
Which one? Like to think that everyone should live in harmony and buy both systems.
Yeah, but, exactly, mate. Yeah.
But obviously, with my first choice, this generation being the Xbox One, yeah. That's something which I believe, in terms of games, has what I want for the system. And that's why I'll be getting the PlayStation 4 later in the life cycle. But in terms of the hardware and what developers are getting out of the system right now, the PlayStation 4 is obviously offering those better quality games in terms of quality control there.
Yeah, true. Okay, Andrew, any more questions before we wrap up? Mate, I was going to mention a couple of things.
Project Cars. I'm a bit of a car gamer myself. I've got the whole rig set up with the seat, and I've got a Fanatec steering wheel from Germany and stuff. Project Cars, I believe, comes out in November. Have you heard much about that? Because from what I've seen, it makes games like Forza and, you know, Need for Speed, these sorts of things, Gran Turismo, look absolutely silly.
It is a very beautiful game. I haven't researched much into it in terms of its gameplay and stuff, but it is something I'm looking into, but not something I'm really keen on picking up at launch. Same as The Crew by Ubisoft. I played the demo of that when that was available, and it just was a very draining experience. But Project Cars does look amazing in terms of graphics, and it's something I might pick up. But like I said with Horizon, it's a game which has a different experience and a different feel, and something which I'm still excited for, even though there's more powerful, impressive visually games coming out in the racing genre.
Question just a little from left field. You talked a bit, I guess, about the Xbox One and the PS4. I haven't bought either of them simply because I can't decide which one I want to buy. So I'm sort of sitting on the fence and not buying anything at the moment. But question for you, do you think that we'll see, you know, at any point in time, another player come into the market with, you know, a sophisticated platform as well? Or is the investment required these days just sort of too great for a new player to come in?
I thought there was rumors about Atari interested in doing something like maybe a handheld, or, you know, not something really extensive, but I thought there was some rumors about Atari entering. You've got things like Ouya, which have entered, which are more Android, you know, plug-and-play devices, but that seems to be all what we're seeing in terms of emerging, you know, entrance. Then there's also rumors about things which have been around for a few years now about Activision or, you know, another big third-party player actually making their own console, which is a bit ridiculous in my view. But in terms of picking between the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, I believe the games which available in terms of the library probably won't be up to standards for another year or two. And if you're on the fence now, it's probably worth waiting another year for when there's actually games out on the either system.
Yeah, I mean, with Drive, for example, that's going to be PS4, Xbox One only. I know that the new Formula One game, Formula One 2014, is still for the older consoles. So I'm probably just going to wait it out, as you said, for a bit longer and maybe see if there's a price drop after Christmas and have a look then.
A lot of games are also still coming out for the 360 and the PlayStation 3. So you're not really missing out on the newer games because they're getting releases on the older consoles, especially with the 360. It's still getting games probably until 2015, if not 2016. Tomb Raider, for example, which Microsoft has bought exclusivity until 2016, it's going to be on 360 as well. So there's still those releases which are on the older systems.
I think we'll see that while the majority of people still have the older system, you know, game developers will develop for the better, the newer systems. But at the end of the day, if 80% of people are still using PS3, you know, Xbox 360, that'd be silly not to create games for those because that's where the market still is.
Yeah, definitely. All right, okay, Trent, where can I get hold of you, mate, and what's your final view of the show? Did you enjoy your time on the show, mate?
Oh, yes, I thought it was pretty interesting and a good learning experience to be on the upper end of the microphone, so to say.
No problem, mate. Do you get much into podcasting at all? Do you do many podcasts?
I don't really do many podcasts in terms of guest appearances, so it might be something I should look into doing more in the future.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Good to have you on. Where can I get hold of you and stuff and that sort of thing?
So probably the best way to find me is on my blog, which is trinus.com, or you can add me on Twitter, which is on the same handle.
All right, good stuff, mate. Trinus. Appreciate being on. Appreciate being on, mate. Good, you're a legend. Good stuff. Love the website. Andrew, you've been checking out Spotify. What's your view on Spotify, mate?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it.
You didn't know that was coming, did you?
No, I did not.
That question.
That's okay. I'm up for it. Up for it. I do. Spotify is a great service. You know, it is, if you don't have the premium, which I don't at the moment, it is lower quality audio.
Really? You know, I didn't know that. I thought it was just ads you get. I didn't know you get lower quality.
No, you've only got lower quality audio. So, I mean, it's still okay for the average person, you know, the average guy wanting to listen, but I'm a bit fussy, so I'm going to have to sign up and get the premium version, which obviously then too will give a bit more to the artists. But I really love the idea of Spotify and, you know, these sorts of streaming TV and audio services. I guess the only question is how we make it so that artists can get a better worth out of it. And I'm not convinced $10 a month for, you know, as much as you can listen to when, you know, only a quarter of that goes to the artist is kind of the right model.
How much would you pay for Spotify? What's a good price you would pay for Spotify, mate?
I guess that's a really good question, and I know that about a quarter or a third of the money at the moment goes back to the artists from subscription. It goes back to the artist in total, and I'm not sure what the build-up of that is of subscription funds versus advertising.
Okay.
But how much would I be willing to pay? $20, $30, $40, $50? It really depends entirely on the makeup of what I'm paying and where it's going and how works. I know that probably sounds a bit silly, but I'd really love to see that some of the artists get something back out of it for, you know, for what they're doing. Right now, I've only just started to really use it in the last month or so.
Yeah, it's good. I was quite shocked about when you told me, you said you really enjoy it, and, you know, I just wanted to ask you about it. But
yeah, it's, you know, I enjoy music. I mean, one of the things at work, I've got four guys and they're working with me, so I don't always have the, you know, the luxury of putting on a headset, and listening to music all day because I'm walking around other people's desks and seeing what we're up to. But I've been sort of taking that pleasure, I guess, guilty pleasure a little bit the last few weeks and letting the guys work on their own thing. But no, it's great. I mean, they're all really good. So hopefully we get to a place where it makes sense in the future.
Okay. Jody, you there, Jody? Or did she leave? I think she left.
She dropped.
She had to leave. Take the dog. So Jody left. Good to have her back on. Jennifer, what's your final view of the show? And do you enjoy Spotify? What's your view on what Andrew said about Spotify?
Fantastic show. Great guest tonight.
Thank you.
And I love Spotify. There is definitely a difference between the free one and the paid for version. And I do have the premium version, and I would never go down to the free one because of those differences. You know, I do want the higher quality audio as well as the no commercials, and to be able to have music resident on my device rather than having to stream everything. So, huge Spotify fan.
Yeah.
I will not quit my membership. I'll keep it going. And so great show tonight. And everyone can find me at either JenniferRuggiero.com. So it's Jennifer, RuggiEro.com. And please check out GetNerdyWithIt.com, which is my podcast, GetNerdyWithIt.com.
Cool, good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, you, Jennifer. Brad. Thank you, Jennifer. And also next week, we've got Lucas from Aussie Pickers on next week, Andrew.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. So yes, we do. We're looking forward to having Lucas on and
big show,
having a chat about that and seeing some of the weird and wacky locations they end up in.
Episode one, mate. The first guy who was on, he was so funny. You have to watch it. If you haven't watched it yet, check it out. It's so funny. Check it out. Very funny. Definitely. I just want to give a quick shout out to Jody Lee Jackson. She's a big supporter of this podcast and shares the episode every week and that sort of thing. And just want
and
to say
shout out to Vincent as well, who's a show favorite.
Yes.
And you know, he's away doing bits and pieces, and good on him.
Yes.
And if anyone wants to grab me, by the way, I am at on the Zarpho app and on the Rewind app, which will be out in about a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get me on Facebook and Twitter as Cunning Drew.
And you get me on Twitter at Brad. I was on a tech webcast. Also, the Rewind app, mate, come out. Good stuff, by the way, with that app. So make sure you people check it out. I mentioned
about a week away. I will let you know.
What about Android? People have been asking me about Android. When's it going to be on Android?
We're working on Android this week. So it'll be on Android within the next, you know, don't hold me to quote, but hopefully within the next month.
Right, I'll let them know that you've been asking about that. Okay, Steve, what's your final view on this show? And,
that was a great show. And I don't know, you talked about Rewind last week, but I guess not seeing it, I was like, oh, that's what it does. So
yeah.
I was excited for that. So I'm going to download it when it comes available. And, of course, with our guest Trent, of course, I'm interested in different technologies with him being a web developer. Of course, I'm into gaming a little bit. Don't play as much as I used to, but I still like that. And you can find me on Twitter as Chatterbox_live.
Yeah, I don't really use my Xbox anymore that much anymore. I don't know why. I don't use it that much. I got bored of it, maybe. All right, that's it, Andrew. Thanks for being on. Trent?
No worries. Yeah, thanks, Trent, for being on.
Appreciate your time.
Fantastic, yeah.
And thanks, Jennifer and Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew! To Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!